as Paul said, the imaging is bad in general for low volume peritoneal disease, but for pseudomyxoma it's pretty good because of the pathophysiology of pseudomyxoma peritoneal, in that it redistributes around the abdominal cavity by gravity and by peritoneal fluid dynamics. Peritoneal fluid tends to get absorbed on the undersurface of the diaphragm and on the omentum, and this acts like a filter, almost like an oil filter in a car. It filters out the cells, and the cells grow and accumulate at those areas. And because of peristalsis, the small bowel is relatively free of tumour.